subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Happy New Year, ninjas around the world. Thank you so much for joining us at the beginning of this wonderful new year. We have a special guest today. We're going to get this year kicked off right. We have Eric Hardy with us, who is the developer or creator. We're going to learn a whole lot more about what his role is with us, because it's a big one, with the Ninja Planner. I am so excited to talk about the Ninja Planner right now, because coming out of 2020, one of the number one things that I'm hearing from everybody that I'm talking to is, man, holding a routine together in 2020 was a beast. And creating their ninja plans going into this new year, they keep talking about, I've got to get my routine back. I've got to get my routine back. And as I started to think about it and really started to say, okay, well, how can we help with this? I had this moment of like, the Ninja Planner. This is where we need to go. This is what we need to do. And I reached out to Eric and I said, would you be willing to come on? And we had this amazingly wonderful conversation about what this would do and how we could work this. And I'm excited. I'm excited to have Eric on today. So Eric, welcome. Happy New Year to you also. And let's go.
Yeah. Thanks, Garrett and Matt. It's awesome to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we have a list of questions that we are going to throw at you today. Hopefully, we won't just barrage you with questions, but we are excited to know, because this planner has been around for a while. And it's been getting more and more and more adopted. There's been little slight tweaks and changes to it as it's evolved throughout the years. But so, Eric, and well, let's first, Matt, good morning too, and happy new year to you also.
Yes, good morning, Eric. Good morning, Garrett. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. I'm excited to dive into this too. And I have a couple of versions of this sitting on my desk as the years have gone over. And the cool part is too, for everybody who's listening, is this planner was developed by a true ninja. Eric was practicing the ninja selling systems in his business when he was inspired to create this planner. So I'm excited to dive in.
Now, Matt, real quick, before we get started, we have a special bonus that's going to be coming at the end of this. We'll talk about it at the end, but I want the listeners to know, stay tuned to the end of this podcast, because we do have a special bonus for people. I want people to pay attention to it, and it will be at the end. Matt, anything more I should say about that right now?
Everybody, you'll want to listen all the way to the end. It's a simple, easy offer, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy it, and it's going to involve some interaction, answer some great questions, and get everybody set for an amazing 2021. So you're going to want to listen all the way to the end. I mean, Garrett, where should we start? Let's start at the beginning, like not the beginning of time.
I would like to start with Eric, so you've been a ninja for how many years? When did you get involved with real estate? Let's say start there. And then how did you get into ninja? Where did that all start?
I've been in real estate now for over 10 years, and I was lucky to actually start at the group. So I've only been in real estate at the group. Literally my first week at the group, I got to go through a four-day installation, a ninja selling installation with Larry Kendall as the instructor. So I learned it straight from the source. And since then, it's just been a part of my life and something I live with every day.
You know, there's lots of jealous people out there right now. That's like, there are people that would have given their left arm to be able to start one at the group, but also to have a class their first week in the business held by Larry Kendall. Like, you could not have got a better start into this career, this business.
No, I feel really lucky for that. And I always say about myself, if I hadn't been there and I hadn't learned this system, I probably wouldn't have lasted in real estate too long. So I feel blessed for the opportunity to have learned it there and gotten indoctrinated or learned this system straight away.
So at what point did you start using a planner, or did you start developing a planner for yourself? I mean, you seem like the type of gentleman, as I've gotten to know you over the years, that probably just said, I need something more to kind of keep me going and keep my routine going. Where did this all start from?
You know, it's exactly that. I'd actually been in real estate. I was probably in real estate 6 or 7 years at that point. And I had some pages that I would use where I would kind of track my activities and that type thing. And then I was keeping my schedule on my phone. And I actually started using a separate paper planner for some scheduling, because I realized I was not doing an effective job of keeping my schedule on my phone, and it wasn't working for me. So I had a paper planner that I was keeping my calendar events in. And then I had a separate set of sheets that I was using to track my ninja activities. And at some point, you know, the paper planner was working really well for me, my scheduling, and I was doing activities. And I was like, man, I should just put these two together and come up with something where they fit together. because I was on that for 6 or 7 years. I was really on the roller coaster of, man, I would do everything on the Ninja system and my business would boom. And then I would get so busy that I couldn't handle all the activities. And then I would, you know, drop down the other side where I would stop doing Ninja activities and my business would fall off. And then I would start the roller coaster process again. So just kind of going through these iterations, I decided if I can come up with something to put them together that works, and it really worked well for me. And that's kind of how the planner really was born.
That's incredible. I think we've all been there. All the ninjas out there who've been to installations have all left. And there are tools that you get out of an installation. I mean, there's the business tracker. We have the Monday morning agenda. So we have some tools. But man, before the Ninja Planner came out, I remember talking to people and everyone saying, is there something that I can have that just has everything in there? And it is a constant work with us, Garrett, and our clients of, hey, how can we track the Ninja 9 better? How can we plan the Ninja 9 better? How can we make sure that we're focused on those things every single day? What is something that can remind us, that can help us see into the future, into those weeks, and say, here's where my hour of power is going to happen? And then along comes the Ninja Planner. So Eric, how long did it take you to develop this planner, the first one? Because it really has all of the elements in there. I mean, out of the box, whenever we're developing product, right, there's always going to be some tweaks and things that we need to change. But kind of out of the box, the planner really was solving almost every single problem for people as it related to planning in the Ninja 9.
Yeah, it did straight away. It did tick a lot of boxes. And part of that was, well, how you always say it is, it took 7 years working in real estate to get all the knowledge to try to put into developing a planner. But then from the idea of, once I said, okay, I'm going to do this, I met with a graphic designer literally the same day from having the idea. And within a week, we had kind of a mock-up that I took and shared with Larry and the leadership team at Ninja Selling. And they said, hey, this looks good. We all put our heads together, made a few tweaks to that. And then we basically had a very similar version to what you see now, I would say within, you know, a month, and we were rolling with that. So it was a pretty quick process from actual conception to creation.
They just threw it together after 6 years of on the road testing, and they're like, wait, we should actually do this. And then it came together really fast. That's what I hear.
It did come together really fast from there. But you know, it's one of those things. It's funny. You have the knowledge, and sometimes it's just that little kernel of, you know, taking action, say, okay, we're going to do this, and away it goes. And you put all that knowledge in the room. When you talk about the Ninja leadership team, there's a lot of years of real estate experience and Ninja selling experience in one room. And from there, it really came together pretty quickly.
That's amazing. And I think it's funny, you think about like, oh yeah, it just came together just like that. It's that old phrase of overnight success after however many years we want to stamp on it. But I also think what's neat is you were proving that this worked before you came up with this final product, because you were doing it yourself. You had developed your own personal planner. And I think many people out there have a system that, of however they're doing things, that's working for them. And if they ever wanted to turn that into a product, it's not like it's brand new. And you just happened to come across and develop one of the best systems that is now the official Ninja Planner. So why don't we dive into like how do we use this to our best? Like, I mean, we could pick it apart piece by piece, and I will say there are training videos on how to use this planner on the website ninjaplanner.com. So we don't need to necessarily go through the how-tos, but you know, for someone who's like, this is my first time going into using a paper planner, what's some advice that you might have for someone who's diving into this thing for the first time?
You know, that I mean, there's just so many different things. First of all, I think you've touched on something, and it is a paper planner. And what that means is you get away from digital content and digital media, and it really allows you to focus on creating the schedule, creating the ideal week, creating the flow that you want to have. And so by doing that, by creating that level of focus, that's something that's different from your typical digital media. So there is a transition from the idea of, okay, I'm just going to type this appointment into my phone, into the idea that I'm going to write some things down in the paper planner. And there's real power in putting pen to paper and writing things down and having some space and really thinking about how you want things to go. So I think that's one of the biggest differences, is just the intention and focus that you put into using a paper planner versus a digital calendar. And that's a switch that takes a little while for people to get used to.
Well, so Eric, this is really interesting. You're saying it this way because I never thought about it until you just said it. You know, so I'm an electronic calendar person and I'm an electronic planner. And there's lots of people that I coach that are like, you know, I worked with the planner and it's great, but I use the electronic side. And I have a lot of people that are like, the electronic side never worked out for me. Like the planner is a lifesaver for me. It's one more tool kind of in your toolbox. But then I started thinking about, as you were just talking, when I'm trying to work with my calendar on my computer and set a plan and make a plan and work with my routine, there's always a box in the bottom right-hand corner that's going, you just got a notification. You just got a new email. You just got a new this. You just got a new that. And the whole time while I'm trying to work and make my plan, I'm going like, oh, I need to address that. And all of a sudden, I'm clicking and opening up an email and I'm looking at it. Same thing on my phone. You know, if I'm working on my phone trying to put in information, whatever that might be, all of a sudden I get a text from somebody. All of a sudden I get an email notification. All of a sudden I get a, you know, Instagram notification. And my brain, and I call myself ADD. I think I am. I was diagnosed that way. Well, I think we're all that way. We all gravitate quickly to these things that, you know, are distractors to us. And the crazy part is when you sit down with a pen and book like this and you start planning out your week, and you want to remove yourself from that electronic craziness world out there that is distracting you all the time, there's benefit in that. They can't get to you. You can go out on your back porch and sit down and make your plan for the entire year of what you want this to look like without having any distractions at all. I never looked at it that way until you just said that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, we know the, you know, we've seen that movie Social Dilemma. If you haven't, I recommend that movie. It's a great insight into just how much money and technology and research has gone into attracting your attention to your phone, to your computer with pop-up notifications and things, and the dopamine hit that actually goes to your brain when you click on those things. So, I mean, it's a physiological response. And by doing using the paper planner, you're doing exactly that. You're cutting that out of the loop so that you can take your attention and focus and really plan out how you want your week, your month, your year to go. And that's really the power of paper over digital in this case. And of course, there's trade-offs, but you know, I think it's definitely worth it in the planning phase to take the extra time and plan by paper on how you want your week to go.
I agree. I'm a big digital person as well, as many of our listeners know, and Garrett, as you know, but I'm also a really big fan of pen and paper for when we want to get focused in. And I recommend to people, rewrite your hot list and warm list, write it, handwrite it down every single week so you have that focus on it versus just kind of adding and deleting names in your business tracker on a spreadsheet. And the same thing can go for planning your week. And so, Eric, question, like for people who really like to be lightweight when they're moving around through their days and, you know, they're on the go. And so they like to just have the phone there as a convenience of things, you know, would you recommend, and is it possible to take the planner, use your sessions, plan out and have this as kind of your beginning of the week, your beginning of the day, your end of day, but then put those things into maybe just on the calendar side. I think the other things when it comes to the other features that I definitely want to get into on this planner, which are very, very useful, can just stay there. But when it comes to the calendar, you know, put those appointments then in on your phone. And then that way that'll help you be able to do those checkpoints of where do I got to go next? But the planning is all done in that book. Would that make sense for somebody to do it that way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it does. I still use a digital calendar some as well. And what I always think is if it's written in my planner, it's kind of like, this is my last check on anything. This is my in stone plan of how I want things to go. But then I also, you know, will capture an appointment in my digital calendar and I'll still use that. So if you, I don't want people not to use the planner just because they do like their digital calendar. I mean, I think there's space for both and that can be done. It's just a matter of, you guys mentioned awareness when you're talking about Monday morning agenda. It's just a matter of awareness and realize that every time you open your calendar on your phone or use your calendar on your phone, if you can focus on that and not be distracted by other things coming in, that awareness will really help you out. And I think writing in the paper planner to plan your week, plan your day ahead of time. And then if you don't take it with you, you know, not the end of the world, use your digital calendar, but have that plan ahead of time to know how you want your day to go.
I think that's the biggest thing, right? Is having that awareness of what you want to happen in your week. And for those of you out there who, and I hear this excuse all the time, well, I was going to show up to that time block, but then something came up. And when it's on your digital calendar, it's so easy to move things. But when you have it written down and you set that intention of, hey, this is when I'm going to show up for my customer service calls. This is when I'm going to show up for my hour of power. Now you have to like say, well, I got to actually erase things or cross things out. Like to move this, it's not as easy as just, oh, I'll just slide this over here. And so I think it might help people stay focused on the important non-urgent time blocks that really grow our business. And that's what a paper planner is really designed to do.
Yeah. When you write it in pen, remember you got to find whiteout. Remember whiteout? Do they still make that stuff?
Probably.
It smelled great. But so I remember that's an interesting point also, because drag and drop is so awesome and so non-efficient with trying to get your calendar working at the best efficiency level for yourself when an hour of power level comes up and you're just taking, just going like, oh yeah, I'll just drag that over there. Yeah. We'll put it at 4 o'clock on a Thursday. That'll be fine. Yeah, there's an open spot there. And then all of a sudden we wonder why we don't show up for it. That's an interesting thing when it's written in pen in the planner. It's like, yeah, I can move it, but it's like, that's almost more of a hassle than just telling somebody else that we're going to do it at a different time. That's an interesting thought, but it works.
There's a level of permanence when you do put it in your paper planner that way with pen that I think locks it into your brain. And it also helps you kind of keep account and an awareness of how you do have your day planned. Like it takes energy and effort to write things down. But they also then, from a memory standpoint, you tend to remember those things much more than if you just type it into your phone. So I think it builds that awareness of how your day needs to flow.
Well, and I think for all the listeners out there, you know, what we're talking about is planning in what we call the on the business activities, the activities that are going to grow and build your future business to help you get to the goals that you want to achieve in your life. And so really what we're doing is we're making a very solid, very, you know, not easy to manipulate, not easy to move around, not easy to change plan that is going to directly correlate with you getting the life that you want to get and the direction that you want to go in. I think it's great. I think it's great. I love that. You know, and then I've gone back and forth with the planner for personally myself going like, how would I use it? How would I use it? And the more I'm talking to Eric, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I think I need to use it. I drag and drop things all the time. I'm notorious for it also. So I get it. I get it. I have a question for you. So I've had people that use it, and the more I'm talking to you right now, probably we've already answered this question, but I want to just address it. I have some people that use it as a tracker and some people that use it as a planner, and I see both elements in the planner, however you use it. What are your thoughts about that? Does it lean more to a tracker? Does it lean more to a planner? Is it both?
I think we really designed it as both. And what you'll notice, if really the weekly view of the Ninja Planner has your Ninja 9 tracker built into it. So you can really do both with that. And I have heard from people that literally just use the tracking elements of the planner to track their week. I think the importance of that is the benefits of having somewhere where you track, and you have to put those check marks in those boxes. And in doing that, they've proven with scientific studies that just that process of, man, I need to check all these little boxes off, and it will be just enough inertia to get you to follow through on your weekly routines and the things you need to do for the Ninja 9. So using it as a tracker is great. And then having the added element of the planning element all on the same page, where you can actually plan out where you're going to do those activities. And you can see that entire thing in one view. You don't have to have two different windows open on your phone or on your computer. It's all in one place. And at a glance, you can tell how you're doing for your week, what you haven't done yet, and where you're going to fit that in. So, you know, that combination, I think, is really what makes it powerful to people to use, or at least that's what we've heard.
I think it totally is. I think all the check boxes that are there, and I want you to highlight some more of these features. But one of my favorite features on the tracking side of this planner is every single week, there are two pages dedicated to your Ford 50. And there are 50 line items there where you can write the name, what we learned, and what is our next step with this person. And I love that. I love the simplicity of it too, because there's not a ton of space. There's not enough space for you to write paragraphs about what you learned. It's very simple. Here's a name. Here's something very important I learned in my next action item. That's actually my favorite part of this entire planner, are those two pages that show up every single week. So for those of you who are looking for a way to track your Ford 50, this has it right there in a very, very easy to use way. So Eric, what are some of these other features that you have found, maybe you thought that, hey, this is just, we want to put this in there, but maybe have become really powerful parts of this planner, either for you or maybe for some of the people who've given you feedback who've been using this over the years?
I want to jump back to that forward and record section that you just mentioned, because it really is a powerful thing that I don't know always gets picked up. You know, you have an action item, which each one of those forward and record sections, it's not only what you learned, but then what you need to do to follow up. And then we specifically put a checkbox next to each one of those. So essentially, if you fill this out, what it does is it generates your task list or your, you know, future contacts or the things. It essentially plans your next week or your next month. And so when you sit down to do your next Monday morning agenda the following week, you can look back at your forward and record sheet and look back at some of your action items from last week that maybe you didn't accomplish. And it essentially just flows into the week ahead. So you know you already have a jump start on what you need to do moving forward. So I think those little checkboxes, not only beside the forward and record section, but then we also have spots for action items and for personal notes. And so you can see, hey, you know what? Maybe you only wrote 8 of your personal notes last week, but now you know the 2 people you need to write them to, and you can carry those people forward for the following week. So I think the power of using it on a regular basis is that it essentially starts to lay out your week ahead, your month ahead, and you know what you need to do when you sit down on Monday with your Monday morning agenda to kind of plan your week out.
Well, and what I've looked at is, and I think a lot of people miss it, is that your next action item is embedded in the action that you just did, or the phone call you just had, or the interaction that just took place. And a lot of people are always looking for the new interaction, the new person, the new connection. And it's like, just all you got to do is look back at all the conversations you've had in the last couple of weeks, and you probably got more phone calls than you need to have to make to hit your next numbers for this week coming up. It's all built into itself. And that's the beauty of relationships, is it always just continues to grow. So I love that you have that element in there. And I think a lot of people overlook it, that literally, yeah, it's not just to check the box that I made the forward contact. It's that was a great relationship, great connection. And there are elements that will perpetuate more actions in the future. I love it.
You know, I was just thinking as you were talking, because I don't know of another planner that has this. I think of planners and task lists as, hey, let's get things on the calendar and then just get them done, right? That's typically what people are looking to do when they have to-do lists and things like that. Whereas that section and the way you just described it, Eric, is designed to, I don't even know what you would call it, because I wouldn't call it a task list or a to-do list. It's like this evolutionary, just like progression of we're never quote done. We're just leading into the next. And by doing this thing here is going to help us identify the next thing. And it's just literally spelled out there for you. I don't know of another planner that does that for folks. So I love that.
Well, and I think hopefully it makes it easier. The goal is to make it easy to know. I mean, especially when you're starting out, it does seem daunting. You're like, oh man, 50 live contacts or 50 calls, or how am I going to do that? And then you start doing this and keeping track. And as you just mentioned, when you talk to somebody, there's usually some form of follow-up that's going to come out of that. And okay, well, not only do I have one this week, but now I have another phone call I can make in a week or two. And you know, those start stacking up, and pretty soon you have way, you're like, man, I have more than 50. It's really powerful.
And what I love too is that the way this is set up, you can go back. You can go back to weeks and weeks and weeks back in your year and look at the people you've talked to. Like, I have a lot of people when they do their Monday morning agendas, and they keep track of the 50 people they're talking to and what they're learning about as we go through coaching. And, you know, some of them keep them and save them. I one lady, she had binders back from like 2014 to 2019. Of every single Monday morning meeting that they had, so she could go back to it easily and look at it. You know, what are all my things? Who was I talking to? And there's not a lot of people that do that. If you use this planner appropriately, it's actually all kind of naturally built in to allow you to go back and be like, okay, 2 weeks ago, who was I talking to? 3 weeks ago, you know, 3 months ago, who was I talking to? What were my conversations I was having? And maybe spur that momentum to the next one. Again, I think there's a lot of power in that for people.
There is, and another place that saved me is, you know, writing 10 personal notes a week is great. And every once in a while, you know, you're a couple weeks out and you're like, oh man, did I send John his birthday card, or did I already send him a note about congratulations on the new job? And, you know, this way you can flip back and remember, oh yeah, I did, because I have it, you know, I have it written down right here, as opposed to, hey, I've just sent John 2 notes congratulating him on his new job 3 weeks apart. So
That is actually really funny. I see people fall into that trap. So, yeah.
Hey, by really the way, I love it when I get two birthday cards, you know, just a week apart from the same person. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. It just means that I'm top of mind and it's important and I love it.
Gary, you had talked about this before we started recording, and I think this is important. We've mentioned the Monday morning agenda. We've mentioned the planner. How do we bring these two things together? Because sometimes we get people saying, well, I don't need to use the Monday morning agenda worksheet. I'm just going to use the planner, or vice versa, quite frankly. And there is a way that these two merge together, because that meeting is where this tool can be used, but also that worksheet can prompt how to better use this tool. So, you know, I guess the question to you, Eric, is like, how have you seen people use the Monday morning agenda worksheet together with the planner in the best way possible?
You know, I think what the beauty of the Monday morning agenda to me is, it allows you to really deep dive and look and analyze your previous week to look at and see, hey, how did I do? What worked? To refocus on your mission, to know why you're doing everything as you're leading into the week. So to refocus on those things. And, you know, the planner tracks your activities and tracks what you did and allows you to lay your week out going forward. But I think what the Monday morning agenda does, and especially when used in conjunction with the planner, is that it allows you to dive into those details and then say, okay, hey, here's what worked. Now, what am I really going to focus on this week to make sure I learn from what I did last week and take that information and make the week I'm diving into even better? So really pick up those improvements and also, you know, pick up on what did I learn from last week and everything that I did.
By the way, I appreciate you talking about how you use the Monday morning agenda with it, because it is a deep dive. And I've had many people over the years say, I'm going to dump the Monday morning agenda because I'm going to do the planner now. And I'm like, you're missing the point of the Monday morning agenda. Or I don't need that because I do the Monday morning agenda. I'm like, well, it's a different beast. It's a different thing. We see really complex ways of running your business and keeping track of everything. I watch people invest in incredible contact management systems that, you know, say, call this person at this time and do this, and what this all looks like. And I think there's an element for that for a lot of people out there. But what I have watched over the years is it's not the complex that makes the big results for the ninjas that I know out there. It's actually the simplicity of some of the systems that makes the big results for people. Some of the best ninjas I know do not have big, fancy working systems that allow them to be the best ninjas. It's actually something as simple as a planner and just sitting down, taking a little extra time, analyzing who are my people, what's going on. And that's what I think is a great tool. This is, it keeps it simple. It forces it to be simple. It forces it not to turn into a complex machine that all of a sudden it's like, today's your day to call John. And you're going, well, what in the world am I going to call John about? I don't know, but it says I'm supposed to call him today, so I better do it. Like, this keeps it real in a lot of ways, if you're using it correctly. At least that's what I see.
Yeah, it really does. And I think you touched on something. Sometimes, you know, the complexity helps us feel busy, but it's a question, are you really being productive? And so there's a very big difference between being busy and being productive. And I think you nailed it. The Ninja Planner just reduces all that complexity down to the task, the very simple task that you need to do to have a successful career in real estate. But actually, I mean, this really works for any relationship-based sales system, marketing system, whatever you want to call it, but any relationship-based system. I mean, this lays out all you need to do. You need to talk to people and keep in contact, keep in flow, and you're off and running.
Yeah, because there's really not a piece of it that you put your finger on and go like, oh, I can't do that because that's ninja and that's ninja only. Really, I mean, I could real estate reviews and things like that might be in there that might be like, well, how and what do I do with that? It's such a small piece. The entire rest of this thing, you could take it if you're in insurance, if you're if you're a florist, if you owned whatever you or business you were running, you could sit there and say, am I talking to enough people? Did I write handwritten notes? What's my schedule for the week? Am I being productive? Who have I been talking to? What are my follow-up actions? Like, that's not real estate related in any way, shape, or form. This is just business related, people related.
I couldn't have said it better.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome, Garrett. You do this. This is fantastic.
And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because there's a lot of people listening right now. Maybe they haven't been to a ninja installation, or maybe you're not in real estate, and this tool can definitely work for you. It works for us as coaches. It works for, I mean, it can do so much. The monthly view too, I want to bring this up because there is a section each at the beginning of each month to go ahead and plan your month. And as I was kind of looking through the different sections and thinking about what we wanted to talk about today, we're business planning, obviously very hot topic over the last couple of months for everyone. And now we're starting to engage in that. And that monthly planner part, man, I think about taking the business plan and going through all those quarterly goals, all those projects that we want to have on there, and just going ahead in this planner and just starting to jot those things down in those monthly areas so that you can start to have that high focus on the goals. Because I think one area where a lot of people misstep is they don't look at their business plan every week. And when they come to each new month, they're just continuing to just drive. Just the weekly stuff is very important, but they forget about, hey, what were the bigger things that I was going to be going for this month, and planning out, you know, 30 days or 90 days if they want to go a whole quarter of certain things. So Eric, how have you seen people use the monthly part of this to set themselves up for great success?
You know, I think the monthly piece really comes down to having a spot where you can sit down. And I mean, we do look at the week, obviously every week, but a monthly, you can start that snapshot. You can start the month off right, kind of looking at, okay, how do I really want this month to go? And this is a great place to touch on something else, is that we're talking a lot about business and everything, but you know, we're people first. And so this is a place to really plan out your entire life. So make sure the big rocks in your life are covered, whether it's family, it's taking time for yourself, it's you know, making sure you have that 3-day weekend planned into your plan for the month, and making sure that you're not only covering your business basis, but you're actually really covering your everything outside of your business and taking care of yourself and your family, and you're meeting all those other needs. And so I think the monthly view is a really great place to use it as a check-in and say, am I not only taking care of business, but am I taking care of all the other aspects of my life? And be honest with yourself and see if there's a space you need to focus on. Maybe you need to focus on spending a little more time with your children this month, or maybe you kind of dropped off your health goals and you're like, okay, I'm really going to put a focus on kicking those back off this month. So I think it's a great place to have that monthly check-in.
I'm really happy you brought that up, Eric, because one of the tools that in our household that we've used for years is we love it when all the realtors send us all the yearly calendars. And we pick our favorite one and we flip through it as a family and we start marking off all of our days and, you know, travel that we want to do and time we want to spend together. And I never thought about that as the way to use that in the planner, is that you literally can sit down at the beginning of the year and start planning in all those items. So when you come to that month, that time set aside, as well as, Matt, what you were just saying, I have never thought about having somebody sit down with their business plan, their quarterly activities, the breakdown of what they want to do for that first quarter, second quarter, and literally say, let's map that stuff out for the entire year. You've got it right there. And yes, you can do it in an electronic calendar and have that stuff all planned in there. But this is another one of where you open up that month and you look and say, okay, what are my activities for this month? Oh, that's right. We're going to implement an 8x8 starting on this date. We're going to implement, you know, a new postcard that's going to be coming out on this date for whatever. I need to start getting my stuff together for, you know, my holiday cards and getting that all ordered. And we're just going to put that out there at this date and get that stuff mapped out so that it's there. Both of you, yes, I've never looked at that in the right way, I don't think. And so, Matt, thank you. And Eric, thank you.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I just thought of it just now. So you can tell I've been really working on that one for a while.
deep thoughts with Matt Benelli. you did great.
Well, thanks. Well, Eric, a question that I have is kind of some nuanced stuff, little features that are hidden in here. Like, what are some of these little things that are on the sides of each week, each month that, you know, maybe seem just kind of like even just the little check boxes for live flow, or how should we use the action items? I mean, what have you seen as best practices on the, I'll call it the peripherals of the planner, because in the center we have the meat of it, action items and our agenda, but then these things on the sides, what's the best way for people to take advantage of action items and these check boxes?
Yeah, I think those are really put in there. Well, we kind of talked about action items a little bit, and I think the beauty of the checkbox is that, you know, everyone makes task lists, but what you can do with these checkboxes is you can, you know, at a glance, if you have 8 things written down, you don't have to read through your whole list and be like, oh, did I did that? Did I do this? I mean, you can just look and know, bang, bang, I still need to do these 2. So the checkboxes are really that you know, quick hit recognition of what's still left to do and what you haven't accomplished yet. And I think that's the same with on the planner. There's two boxes in gray on the each side of the weekly view. And that really is just so that you can look down at a glance and know if you've accomplished, you know, your Ninja 9 tasks or not. One hidden feature that we haven't touched on and that's not as readily apparent is in every planner, there is a full year calendar view of 20 of the year of the, like, let's say 2021, which is what we're talking about. So there'll be a full year view of 2021 and also a full year view of 2022. And we put one in the front of the calendar and then a separate one in the back of the calendar. And the idea there is that you can use the one in the front of the calendar when you're, if you're sitting down with clients and one of the scripts and that's used in Ninja is, you know, getting you where do you want to go on time. And so that calendar was specifically developed so you can use that with your clients and talk about, oh, okay, you know, you need to be in Portland for your new job in March. Well, that, you know, we start backing things out and that means we have to have your house on the market in February and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you can use it there, but we put one in the back that you can use for your personal planning, meaning I'm going to block out, hey, that we're going to Hawaii for 3 weeks this year. We're going to block that out. And I know we're going to travel back to visit family in May. And so at a glance, you can look at your own year planned out and know when I have time available, when I need to kind of move things around, what times I want to avoid really heavily scheduling myself. So that's a feature that's not as readily apparent, but I think is super useful when you're talking about planning out your year.
I like the first one in the front of being able to sit with somebody and have a calendar on hand where you can sit there and say, okay, here's where you stand right now. You know, here's where you want to be, and backing out from where you want to be, backing out that getting your home on the market, what it's going to take to get ready to go on the market. Here's the time frames. You know, here's how long closing is taking right now to getting through escrow. So few people have a calendar on hand that they can sit down and really do that in real time with somebody. And it's powerful when all of a sudden the seller has to sit there and go like, we should be on the market right now. You're like, yeah, we're late. We're behind right now. Like, you got a hold of me just a little too late, but we're going to get it done. Great tool. Amazing tool. I have a question here. So one of the things that comes up for me is I'll have people that'll say, I love the planner. There's no way I'm going to carry that big thing with me. Like, it's just too big. It's just too bulky. I know there's been some talk over the years of like sections you can rip out, how that would work, what that looks like. I've heard three-hole punch that's been in it. What do you recommend for people that don't want to carry a big binder with them everywhere? And maybe there is a power always having that big binder with you. If you can, I'm a big believer, if you understand why, all of a sudden the excuses go away. All of a sudden it's like, oh, it's too big. Because you don't know maybe why it's important that you have that whole thing with you. What would you say to somebody that's kind of looking at it from that standpoint?
Well, I think if you're the type of person that if you have this with you and can open it up and look at your calendar at a glance, there's just so many kind of little intangibles that make it beneficial that you can actually go ahead and work forward. If you have the whole thing with you, you can work forward and look at your scheduling something the next week or the week after. You know, you can flip to that page. You're not trying to have a conversation on your phone and look at your calendar and, you know, saying, oh, okay, 2 weeks out, I can meet you such and such date. You know, you can be on your phone. You can flip to that page. You can see your schedule right then and there. And you can talk to someone and say, hey, I can meet you, you know, Thursday at 4. Whereas if you're trying to do that on your phone, it doesn't work out. So if you're carrying the full thing with you, then that's really the benefit, is that you have your whole calendar with you, easily accessible all the time. You can see what you need to do. You can take notes, schedule appointments, that type thing. Now, it is a fairly big calendar, planner to carry with you all the time. And I would say don't not use it because of that. We did design it. So that spiral binding, you can take that out. And then I would carry, you know, if you carry a couple weeks with you at a time, that's great. Even if you're like, okay, I'm just going to carry this week with me and keep myself on task, or this week and next week, you know, do that as well, but don't use the excuse, oh, it's too large to carry with me and therefore I'm not going to use it, to hold you back from using this, because I really do think, you know, use it for a bit and you will see the power that it brings to your business. And I bet you'll start carrying the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's really easy to rip out a couple of weeks and to be able to say, I mean, if you really, that was your bigger complaint of like, this is what my problem is, why I won't use it. And once you rip out a couple of weeks, I mean, you're talking about a fairly light stack of papers that you're carrying with you. Then your goal is every week as you're doing, you're wrapping up a week of planning, you're ripping out a new week from the future and attaching it to the back of it. and that's just part of your planning sessions, part of what you do. I think there's a very easy workaround with that, so you can still have the planner in your life.
Exactly. And we did, it is three hole punch for if you want to use it with a three ring binder, and the spiral binding does come out. So you don't actually, I know there are some people that just hate to tear paper out of a notebook because they don't like all those little perforations attached. So you don't need to do that. It is set up to where you can take that spiral binding out and just carry with you the pages you want, and they'll fit right into a three ring binder.
I forget where I was. I remember watching somebody just take scissors and cut right down the back of the spine one year. And I was like, whoa, I'm like, that's aggressive. But hey, no excuses. Make it work for you.
Yeah, you could do that as well.
There's so many, you can adapt this. I think having the whole thing there too, it's like this reminder that you're planning ahead, that it's a reminder to get into focus. It's a reminder that, hey, wait, if I haven't used this, there it is, you know, versus, and I think too, as us as realtors moving around out there, and I had made the comment earlier in this episode about, you know, being lightweight. And I think there are also stages of what we're carrying, right? You're leaving the door, you're going to the office, you typically have your work bag with you. And I mean, adding in this book, and laptops are getting smaller and smaller and lighter these days. So, I mean, the two of those things combined is basically what used to be a laptop. So that fits. And then, you know, if you just have your car as your mobile office, which most realtors do, I don't mean mobile office as in you can do this job from your car, but you leave your little bag in there with this planner, and then it's always there with you as a reminder of, hey, yep, let me check this, let me do this. And then you can also just go through those boxes throughout the day and say, doop, doop, got a few live flows done, and here's my next action item. Just kind of jot that down there. But I think everybody will develop their own personal relationship with this thing in how they marry this with their phone, with their computer, and really get the best use out of it. I also love the little quotes in there. Every single week, there's another little ninja selling quote, you know, from the book, from Larry, from, you know, someone that is used and quoted in installations, and that's a little boost of motivation too. So, well, Eric, are there any other things, any other hidden features, things that we haven't talked about here today that we should highlight for the listeners?
You know, I think the biggest thing in thinking about that I would really love to highlight is, again, we've talked about this in the business context, but I think a real power of it comes when you use it to schedule and think about your entire life and how you want your life to flow for that week. So, you know, we talk about having, there's that analogy about, you know, your big rocks in life. Like, what are the three most important things in my life? And everyone always says you can tell what's really important by how people spend their time. Like, you can say one thing, but if you're spending your time somewhere else, then that really means it's not important. So I'm a big advocate of, hey, think about the most important things in your life. Write those down on your planner first. Chances are they may not be business related, but write those down in your planner first, and then schedule your business around those. So don't only think of this as a business planning tool, really think about it as a life planning tool.
When I look at planners like this, the thing that always crosses my mind is, if you want to really step back and, like, from a psychological, I think I'm using the right term here, standpoint, is this is all the hours you have. And a lot of people don't look at a planner like that. Like, this is my upcoming week. This is every single hour on paper that I have. And I can either, like, hope that the stuff I want to do gets done and kind of bumble through the week, or I can maximize every single hour, literally up to every single minute if I really wanted to say, I want to make sure that everything is being used to the highest priority, the highest level, to maximize the goals, the mission that I have for my life. That's why I love, Eric, you keep coming back to this. Make sure your life is planned into here also. Make sure your big rocks are planned into here also. Because, you know, all of your kids' events, all of your things you want to do to make your relationship with your spouse be the best it can possibly be, or the people you love in your life, this is all the hours you have. And if you can get that stuff in there, you can make sure the time's set aside for it. Otherwise, it's very easy to push off date night for another week, and then push it off for another week, and push it off for another week. Well, we never really had it planned to begin with. So I think it's great that you don't just look at this as, this is just for business, this is just to create more income or more money. This is to create more life on so many levels.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. I think doing that, and it makes you a happier, more well-rounded, content person. And that ultimately just means more business and a happier life. I mean, time is not a renewable resource. It's the only thing, no matter how much money you have, you can never buy more time. So using it as wisely as possible is critical.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I will say one of the favorite life planned features in here too is the checkboxes next to the word exercise. And for everybody as a planner knows that there's seven little checkboxes there. And you know that I'm a huge fan of fitness and morning movement. So there you go. You can build your habit of morning movement and daily exercise, which is item number two on your Ninja weekly routine. So don't forget how important that is to your business. That's probably my favorite little checkbox there.
You'll have to divide those in half for you, Matt, because you work out twice a day.
Yeah, I'll just like draw a little like line down and color in half of it. And then
hey, you can, we have four lines in there where you can add in your own items. So you could just put exercise in there two times. You can do exercise AM, exercise PM, and then, you know, you still have space for some other things that may be important to you that you want to keep track of.
There we go. For those of you who want to embark on 75 Hard, which is a program I did this year and last year, you can use your Ninja Planner to help you stay on track with that. This is perfect. I love it. Well, so before we kind of give our final thoughts here, I want to share the bonus that we're going to be offering everybody. This is really exciting. I think this is the first time we've offered anything like this. And this is because we want to encourage everybody to pick up a copy of the Ninja Planner and use it this year. At least give it a shot. I mean, I will say, Eric, offering this out at what, $39.95 is the price on this, which is, I mean, that's almost like getting this thing for free for the power that this thing has. So what I want to encourage everybody to do, anybody who buys a planner this week, so today is January 4th, you have 1 week, we'll call it midnight on this coming Sunday, to if you go to ninjaplanner.com and you order a planner, you will get an order confirmation email. Forward that over to bonus@theninjasellingpodcast.com. That's T-H-E, ninjasellingpodcast.com. bonus@theninjasellingpodcast.com. And we are going to do a live Q&A session as a group with everybody who buys a planner this week. That's going to be myself, Garrett, and Eric has offered to join us too, which I think is going to be so cool to do a live session with y'all going through your questions about running a weekly routine, best ways to use this planner. And if we have time, maybe we'll throw some other you know, topics in there. But all you got to do to get access to this bonus, so to speak, is order a Ninja Planner this week. By Sunday at midnight, forward your order confirmation to bonus@theninjasellingpodcast.com. We'll compile the list of everybody who's joining in on that, and we'll let y'all know when we're going to get together to do this live session. It will be sometime this month. We're not going to make you wait very long because we want you guys to get set up for an amazing year. So sometime this month, we'll all get together. We'll do this live session where you get to ask all three of us some questions. So
I want to add, for anybody who is not able to make the live session, let's say you follow through with the plan and you email it to us, but all of a sudden on the date that you're maybe not able to make it at that time, we'll make sure the recording gets to you for that. So yeah, we'll accommodate people that actually cannot make that time for some reason or whatever.
Definitely. Definitely. So yeah, I think we hit it there. Anything you wanted to add into that, Eric, or did I send people to the right place, ninjaplanner.com, and just add it to your cart there?
Yeah, that's it. Just go to that website, add it to your cart. And I'm really looking forward to getting to see everyone on that live event. And it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we definitely will. Oh, and I'll say this too, for anybody who already has a 2021 Ninja Planner, still go order one this week, get a second one and gift it to a colleague of yours, and that will still count. So the order confirmations do have to be dated this week, but you know, for $40 to gift it to somebody else and spread the Ninja love, I think that would be a really awesome New Year gift. So, you know, if you already have one, don't miss out.
Well, Eric, I want to say real quick, thank you so much. I mean, I got a great lesson in this day. You know, I've been around the planner for a long time, and I focus, you know, wholeheartedly on helping people grow and get to where they want to go and build the lives that they want. And I know we've sat in the back of a Ninja Selling classroom and kind of bantered back and forth about the planner and benefits and stuff. And again, I think I've gotten a taste of it. We've been able to talk a little bit about it. This just took it to a whole nother level for me, let alone the listeners out there. So I'm so thrilled that this worked out today. I'm happy that we were able to have you on the podcast. And thanks for you sharing your time with us as we're talking about time. I appreciate you being here with us.
No, it's my pleasure. And it's been great to speak with you both. And hopefully everyone out there listening has picked up a few useful tidbits, and it'll be great to see everybody on the live event as well.
Well, Eric, I echo Garrett's comments. Thank you so much for joining us. This was great. I have more questions that I'll also bring to the table for the live session, and I'll have my Ninja Planner ready to go for that so I can take good notes and so I can best optimize my use of this as well throughout the next year. So thanks so much, Eric. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening with us for another year. This is going to be coming up. This is going to be year 3 coming up here of the Ninja Selling Podcast, which is really exciting. So thank you all for joining us. Have an amazing day, everybody, and Happy New Year.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about Ninja Selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.